What are the initial thoughts after that one, mate? Obviously, a bit of a slow start, but a real turning point there in the middle overs, and yeah, emphatic bowling performance.
Yeah, I thought it was an outstanding performance all around, to be honest, even at the start. Although the boys didn't get off to a flyer, they got a partnership for us, and that's what we've been talking about, partnerships. And then when they got out and go and I got together and try to build a partnership, and it managed to go our way.
You feel like you timed your innings pretty well. You sort of knocked it about for the first few and then really hit your straps, five sixes in the end.
Yeah, no, I thought it was really good. I would have liked a little bit more towards the end there, but Prestwich bowled really well at the end, taking all the pace off. Probably left a few, probably 10 or 15 runs out there, a little bit, if you're going to be brutally honest with ourselves, myself and Ingo. But outstanding effort from us too. That's what we've been missing really in those first couple of games, is a big partnership. So to get that over the line was very pleasing.
What did you think the par score was heading into the game? Were you hoping sort of for a bit more?
I think most winning targets here, I think, is 175 to 180, I think. So anywhere near there with our bowling attack, we put ourselves in a good position. So I thought the bowling was outstanding today. We came off, we spoke about what worked for them and what didn't, and I thought our bowlers executed really, really well.
And in terms of Josh Inglis, he started as an opener this season, but moved down to four and then three today. He's really hit his straps in the middle orders now, hasn't he?
Oh, just a really, really good player of spin. So, yeah, I just think, it was tough for him. He obviously went home and didn't hold the bat for 2 weeks, and then obviously came to the Big Bash. So it took him a little bit of time to get his timing and his rhythm at the crease, but now he's got it. He's flying, and sort of, I think, to be honest, I know he batted really well last year at the top, but I think three or four, with his ability to play spin through the middle, is I think a spot that he would really grab and take with both hands.
When was the call made to put him at number three? Was that just mainly because those three spinners were going pretty well at that stage?
Yeah, it was just V just came to us and said, listen, if they go spin from both ends, Ingo, you go in. If they go pace and spin from one end, then Manoj, you go in. So it was just a sort of off the cuff comment from V, and we just ran with it. And I think that's what's really good about our environment, is that everybody's adaptable and can do anything.
And how much of a turning point was that non-catch on the boundary rope? It's a funny game cricket sometimes. It could be a couple of millimetres difference between getting rolled for 120, 130 and making what you did today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a game of inches with both bat and ball, and even in the field. So, yeah, we needed a bit of luck. We got it. We ran with it and played a good game.
And the Jason Roy catch, is he talking it up to be as good as Mackenzie Harvey's last game or not?
He's, to be honest, mate, he's got fielder of the day in his first two games. He's probably got it again today, probably. But he should have moved his feet. That's what we spoke about in the huddle. He should have moved his feet and probably taken it one step to his left, but instead he just left his feet in the toilet and fell over and caught it. So, no, I'm joking. Good catch.
And how much confidence does this give you going forward, especially you've got three more games at this stadium now? You played the wicket beautifully today.
Yeah, I think for me personally and the team, we played two really, really good games with both bat and ball in the field. And now we're in front of our home crowd. So it was a great crowd today. Hopefully, we can get a few more in the next game and keep building that momentum through towards. For these last three home games.
Thanks, Cole.
Thank you.
Great, Louis, go for it.
Hi, Colin. Yeah, just interested. You've won that game by nearly 100 runs, yet you only get, three of the 4 points. What do you kind of make of that rule, mate? And yeah, how are you kind of feeling about it?
Well, we played a win, so we got the winning points. That's all that really matters. It would have been nice to go grab that other point, but yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that point, to be honest, because once a team's out of it, it's not a great sort of skeptical or viewing point of view for guys at home or even the fans to see guys going out there and just trying to get that 1 point. But that's my opinion. I think if we were on the other side today and we got the point, I'll probably be sitting here saying, yeah, I'm happy with the way things go, and we got the 1 point extra. So yeah, it would be nice to see those games go a little bit deeper and a little bit further and give themselves an opportunity to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, you've played a lot of T20 cricket around the world. How's it kind of how do these rules, I guess, change the rhythm of the games and maybe the tactics?
Yeah, a little bit. I think with the second, a little bit getting used to only the four overs up front, and then, you know, trying to give yourself some time to be there in the middle to try and capitalise on those two overs after the 10-over period. So it was nice to be there today, having given myself the opportunity to be there in the other game. So, yeah, it obviously helps to build a little bit of momentum. But then again, like last night, we saw the Hobart Hurricanes sort of take a step back in that department. So, yeah, I think it takes a little bit of adjusting. And, yeah, I think, like Uzi said, the one night, talk to us at the end of the tournament and we'll give you some honest feedback.
Look forward to it. Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Great. And last questions from Justin.
G'day, mate.
G'day, how you going?
Okay, you got me?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. I just wanted to ask you, now that you've got a couple of wins under your belt and a string of games at home, what do you think the team can achieve over the next little bit?
I think we can just keep winning. I think it's winning is a habit. We haven't been far away in some of those other games, to be honest. I know sometimes, you know, the margin of a loss can determine how we go about things. But I think with the group of players, we're very positive. We back each other really, really well. And, you know, we're on a roll now. So hopefully we can get a few more wins at home and then hit the road with a lot of confidence.
Was there a sense of relief getting these two wins? Because if you come from too far back, I mean, the season's over in a flash. That can be hard just getting into that top five.
Yeah, a little bit. But like I said, we weren't far off as well. So, you know, we've been playing some good cricket. We just had to really, really work hard on building some partnerships with the bat. I think our bowling's been superb. And since we've hit the straps with the batting now, we've given ourselves a chance to win the game.